Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 16th China Fahui on the Minghui website, entitled Village Fa Study Site Going Strong for 20 Years, by a Falun Dafa practitioner in Shandong Province, China. China Fahui, Village Fa Study Site Going Strong for 20 Years. Narrated by a Falun Dafa practitioner in Shandong Province, China. Greetings, revered teacher and fellow practitioners. I am 80 years old and I have practiced Falun Gong for 24 years. I cannot fully express my gratitude and respect to Teacher Li, but I want to report to teacher and share with fellow practitioners my cultivation experiences. My recovery became famous in the village. I suffered a herniated lumbar disc when I was 51 years old. My leg hurt, I couldn't walk, and I ended up almost paralyzed. My son carried me on his back to many hospitals. None of them could cure me. I laid in bed and cried every day. My sister, who lived in the city, asked her husband to drive me to her home in October 1995. She said there was a Qigong practice that could do wonders to cure illnesses. They wanted me to go and watch the video of teacher's lectures. My sister told me it would be in a practitioner's home on the second floor. I was concerned that I wouldn't be able to get up there. My sister said it wouldn't be a problem, so I said, sure, I'll go. I was able to stand up as soon as I said that. When we arrived, two practitioners helped carry me to the second floor. The next day, I could not move my back. My nephew carried me to the sofa, and my whole body began to tremble and wouldn't stop. When my sister came home from work and saw me, she said, don't be afraid. I said, I may not be able to go and watch the video tonight. Yes, you can, as long as you want to, she said. Sure, I will go, I said. I felt someone pressing against me as my sister was cooking dinner. Then my trembling stopped and I could move my back again. To my sister's surprise, I got up out of bed myself. After I told her what had happened, we were both elated. My sister said, what a wonder. Teacher saw that you wanted to obtain the Fa. He is taking care of you. My sister and another friend helped carry me to see the video after dinner. That evening, in a half sleep, I saw a man dressed in black say to me, you came so far to learn Dafa. You are truly a cultivator. I told my sister about it, and she said, it is teacher's fashion, law buddy, encouraging you. On the third night after watching the video, I began to throw up. This continued on and off the whole night. It was a reddish, horrible mess. Teacher was cleansing your body, my sister said. My body was totally cleansed after I finished watching all nine of Master's talks. On the last two nights, I was able to walk to the site without help. Even now, I get emotional when I recall it. I was able to get out of the car and up the stairs by myself when I returned home. Seeing someone who had been almost paralyzed for 5 years walk into the house on her own left my family in shock. I told them that I had learned Falun Dafa and that it was Dafa's teacher who had cured me. They were very thankful. News of my amazing recovery spread throughout the village. Telling others about Dafa. I was grateful to teacher and wanted to help more people learn Dafa. I told everyone I met what had happened to me. I told them that Dafa cures ailments and changes a person for the better. I urged everyone to come practice Falun Dafa. As more and more people did, we decided to set up a practice site in our village. I talked with the village official and asked him for the use of a vacant building. Seeing how I had changed and hearing about how wonderful Dafa was, he arranged a house for us. I made some small modifications to the house and cleaned it thoroughly. Practitioners came to do the exercises in the mornings and to study the Fa in the evenings. There were as many as 70 of us at any one time. Practitioners from the neighboring villages also came to join us. I carried water to the site to clean it every morning. The bathroom needed cleaning, especially since so many people were using it. Many new practitioners had questions, and I patiently answered them and helped to correct their movements. I had never gone to school and was illiterate, so it was hard for us to study the teachings because many of us were illiterate farmers. I found a practitioner who was a high school teacher. He read Juan Falun out loud, and we followed along and looked at the words. It was very helpful to those of us who didn't know how to read. Sometimes all the practitioners in the entire township came to our village to study together. I would collect the lunches they brought and warm them up for them. Our Xinqing elevated after cultivating for some time. We cleaned the main streets in the winter after it snowed. An official from the township office visiting our village saw us and said, "How come there are people sweeping the snow in your village?" When I told him that we were Falun Dafa practitioners and were volunteers, he said, "Falun Dafa is indeed wonderful." We often went together to other villages to promote Dafa. We also did the exercises near the market and organized people to watch the video of teachers' lectures. The hometown of a practitioner in our village was 20 miles away, and she said she wanted to promote Dafa there. I found a practitioner who could read, and the three of us went there. I arranged to have Dafa books delivered or the exercises taught whenever someone asked for them. We were all happy and eager to promote Dafa, and distance was no issue. Our practice site has continued for 20 years. Jiang Zemin's gang began to persecute Falun Dafa in July 1999, and the practice site in our village was forced to close. Many practitioners hesitated, and some gave up. Later, we were able to read the Minghui website, and some said we should seek out former practitioners and encourage them to return. I contacted those who had continued to cultivate and set up a practice site in my house. Practitioners from the neighboring villages also came. We have met for about 20 years without interruption ever since. I never went to school, so I couldn't read or study the Fa on my own. This worried me, and I asked a practitioner who could read to help me. I pointed to each word and read it silently when he read. Eventually, I was able to read Juan Falun on my own. Now I can read all the Dafa books. It would be totally impossible for a person my age to learn to read fluently without Dafa. Teacher opened my wisdom for me. A practitioner that found me 2 years ago said her aunt had facial nerve paralysis. She wanted her aunt to come to my house to do the exercises, and I welcomed her. We studied the Fa together for 2 months before she recovered. A practitioner in a neighboring village could not find a local group Fa study, so she joined us. At first, she kept making mistakes when she read. We all patiently corrected her and helped her improve her Xinqing. Now she can read the Fa very well. A practitioner in our group suddenly said she was going to stop coming. I tried my best to urge her to stay, but she said she would not. I sang the songs that Dafa disciples had written. We had often sung them together before and were very happy, but this time she covered her ears and wouldn't listen. I started to cry at the way she acted, and she began to cry too. We hugged each other and let the tears flow. Perhaps my benevolence moved her and dissolved the interference by the old forces. She agreed to continue coming to Fa study. We studied the Fa together, distributed Dafa informational materials, and told people the facts about Dafa at the market. We do this even today. Practitioners all say that there is good energy in our home. They feel calm and friendly when they come here to study Dafa. Just as teacher said, quote, "Joining our group exercise sessions is better than anything similar you could do, and you will find if you practice at one that it does more for your health than any therapy or form of treatment ever could. My spiritual body sit in a circle there, and above the practice site is a shield with a massive Falun on it, and a gigantic spiritual body watching over the site from above the shield. This isn't like most sites where regular people gather to do exercises, but a place for spiritual refinement. Many among us with extrasensory powers have seen that wherever we gather to practice Falun Dafa, the spot is enveloped by a shield of red light, and all within is bathed in this light." Unquote. The third talk, Juan Falun. Thanks to Teachers Protection, our FAWE study site has been going strong for nearly 20 years. Doing what teacher wants. We often went out to put up posters to let people know the facts about DAFA after the persecution started in 1999. One night, I was posting them on the light poles along a big street. The police saw the posters and drove along to look for me. I hid behind the bushes, and the police car stopped right in front of me. I held my breath, stayed still, and sent forth the thought, "Don't let them see me." They walked around a bit and left. Then I finished putting up all the posters. Several practitioners were arrested when the evil persecution was at its worst, and our FAWE study group set up a relay to send forth righteous thoughts. Practitioners stayed in my home after FAWE study. I stayed up all night to wake them each hour on the hour. We sent forth righteous thoughts for the whole night. We cleared away large amounts of evil factors in other dimensions. My home is close to a farmer's market, so we have gone there to distribute DAFA informational materials for the last 20 years. As a retired military officer, my brother-in-law was loyal to the Chinese Communist Party and believed its lies. I told him the facts about Falun Dafa before, but he just got annoyed. His wife had liver problems and was hospitalized last November. She was seriously ill, and I visited her. The hospital had pretty much given up on her, so I sent forth righteous thoughts for some time. I said to my brother-in-law, "Ask her to recite, 'Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. Then she will recover. You should do it too.'" My son added, "Uncle, it's true. My mom recovered by just doing the exercises after being paralyzed for many years. The doctors couldn't help, and she has not taken a single pill in 20 years." My brother-in-law listened, and a miracle happened. My sister-in-law gradually recovered and was discharged from the hospital. A month later, I ran into them. She told me, "I am reciting the sentences every day. My husband does too. Falun Dafa is truly miraculous." Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.